Good morning. John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Well, New York appears poised to become the next state to legalize medical marijuana. Meanwhile, reports say that Colorado's rollout of recreational pot has generally been smooth. So, that begs this week's big question. On Wisconsin Public Radio on the Joy Cardine Show, should Wisconsin legalize marijuana? We'll get a pair of opposing views, and we'll get your calls and questions and your opinions as well. By the way, there's a poll, an online poll, at WPR.org/joy, and we encourage you to go and vote this hour. Which of the following best describes the approach you think Wisconsin should take? 1, legalize medical marijuana only. 2, legalize recreational and medical marijuana. 3, continue to prohibit the use of marijuana. Go to WPR.org/joy and cast your vote this hour. We'll compile the votes and announce the results at the end of the program. My two guests this hour, speaking in favor of legalizing marijuana in the state of Wisconsin, James Causey, columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Kim Richter, speaking against the question, is professor in the Department of Preventive Medicine and Public Health at the University of Kansas Medical Center and a board member with Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. Good morning, Professor Richter.
Good morning. You can call me Kim, please.
All right, I will do that. Let's start, James Causey, with you, and we'll have each of you make a little opening statement here. Since you're the one calling for change in Wisconsin, in your opening statement, why should marijuana be legalized in the Badger State?
Well, let me just start by saying this. We should, if we don't legalize recreational use of marijuana, we should, at the very least, lessen the penalties for cannabis possession. Just based on averages alone, half the people, nearly half the people who have been arrested in Wisconsin had some marijuana on them. And, you know, you get a marijuana conviction, that starts to take away your ability to find a job, takes away your ability to apply for student loans for school, and it could just really cripple you for life. It's one of those kind of things where, you know, I do understand the dangers of excessive marijuana use. And I know that in some cases it's not good for you, but at the same time, to criminalize something like marijuana use just doesn't make sense.
Kim, James says that too many young people's lives are ruined because of minor marijuana convictions, so we shouldn't penalize them. Is society too hard on people, especially young and poor people who get busted for pot?
Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and make an opening statement, but I'll do it after I address that because, you know, I agree 100%. There are a number of federal laws on the books that really penalize people who are caught even for a first-time possession, that make people ineligible for student loans, and basically make it harder for them to, you know, get beyond that one mistake. And so I agree, and I think it would be wonderful if the Badger State could say, hey, let's look at how we can reduce the unnecessary, you know, harms from, you know, from our legal system for marijuana use, while at the same time not opening the door to legalization and, you know, a marijuana industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should talk more about that. I would really like to think more about that with James. I guess, you know, why I think Wisconsin shouldn't legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes is because, and a smoker eating marijuana isn't medicine. It has been used over centuries for a lot of different things, a lot of different health problems. But it has marijuana plant itself has a lot of different components or constituents, some of which make really great medicines and some of which could be really harmful. So I think that the medical marijuana laws that have been passed so far in the U.S., have really opened the door to some widespread use and dependence that a lot of people who are taking the medical marijuana in those states are not taking it for medicinal purposes. And I could go on and talk about what I think about recreational marijuana, or I could stop there.
Well, we're going to come back to that, but I want to go back to James for just a second here. James, Smart Approaches to Marijuana says on its website that legal drugs are used far more than illegal ones. So if pot is permitted, we're going to have a lot more potheads on our hands, and isn't that going to ruin young and poor lives as well?
Well, you know, honestly, the biggest problem that one of the biggest problems that we have is like you said, just regular drugs in our home. You know, kids find drugs in a home that people may have in a medicine cabinet that they may not have thrown out when they were done with them. And there's drug parties that kids have doing that. You know, and alcohol, we could go on and on and talk about how the problems associated with alcohol abuse and the millions and billions of dollars that it costs the state every year. I think if it's legalized, it could be better monitored so it's not abused and so it's not laced with all these other different things. And at the same time, that money could be used to go into additional drug and alcohol treatment facilities that have been underfunded in the state for decades. You know, it's hard for a person with a drug or alcohol addiction to even get into a drug facility because they just don't have room, they don't have space. And, you know, driving in some neighborhoods in my city, in Milwaukee, you have almost a tavern on every other block, a tavern or a bar. So, you know, I think alcohol and treatment for that is something far more prevalent and something that needs to be addressed more so than worrying about someone smoking marijuana. And as far as the health purposes are concerned, you hear a lot of people talking about people suffering from diseases like MS and things like that, how marijuana has helped them. And if it provides some help for them and it's a better way for them to control their problems, then by all means, let them do it.
Mm-hmm. Kim Richter?
Yeah. It seems a little crazy that we're thinking about whether we should legalize marijuana when we know that the prevalence of marijuana use is lower, and we know that the health sort of effects of alcohol and tobacco are just incredible. I mean, tobacco is the number one killer in the United States. But I guess it just doesn't logically flow to me that because other drugs kill people more, that we should legalize or open the door to another industry and to another health problem like marijuana. Right now, marijuana does present or does account for less illness and death than alcohol or tobacco. But, you know, making marijuana legal is not going to fix our alcohol and tobacco problems. I think to me, the answer is to, you know, really get real about alcohol and tobacco and to, you know, limit the density of alcohol outlets in neighborhoods and to raise the taxes on alcohol and to link revenue from alcohol to treatment for alcohol, and for tobacco, you know, really, really stop for tobacco and alcohol advertising to minors, to kids, because that's their new clients. And so to me, it doesn't logically flow that because alcohol and tobacco are worse, we should legalize marijuana. And in fact, in the two states in Washington and Colorado that have legalized marijuana, I don't see any provisions for making the revenues from marijuana pay for the harms that we know it's going to cause. I mean, it's really refreshing to hear James, admit and acknowledge that there are some problems with marijuana. And there are. And people in Colorado, some drug treatment professionals are saying that they're getting more cases of kids with dependence and some real problems from marijuana in their treatment programs, and they don't have any additional revenues for fixing it.
We're up against a break here. We need to break and then come back and continue our big question discussion. You're welcome to join us at 800-642-1234, talk at WPR.org, or find us on Facebook. And then please remember to go to WPR.org/joy and vote in our poll. Should Wisconsin make marijuana legal? That's the big question on this morning's program, and we're wondering what you think. My two guests, James Causey and Kim Richter, will be back with me in just a moment. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's the big question discussion on Wisconsin Public Radio on the Joy Cardine program. Good morning, John Munson in for Joy Cardine. My guests are James Causey, editorial writer and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Kim Richter, professor in the Department of Preventive Medicine and Public Health at the University of Kansas Medical Center. She's also a board member with Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. We're talking about whether or not the state of Wisconsin should legalize marijuana. Looks like New York is poised to become the next state to make it legal, at least for medicinal purposes. And 20 states have already made it legal, at least for medical marijuana, and two of those have made recreational use legal as well. So it appears to be a trend. The research suggests that the average majority of Americans now favor legalizing marijuana. And so that's why we're asking the question, should Wisconsin do it? James Causey is speaking in favor of the question, and Kim Richter is speaking against. We've got some comments on Facebook, so let's throw those out there before we get going. And we've also got some callers. We'll work those in as well. Jill writes on Facebook, it is a medicine and recreational purposes would give needed taxes to our economy. Plus, it is not as addictive or as dangerous as alcohol. Mark on Facebook writes, I am for legalizing recreational use, but with concerns for apartment buildings, homes with children, and operating a motor vehicle under the influence. And finally, Krista on Facebook says, no. For medical use, there are already marijuana-derived drugs, which are consistent in purity, potency, and effect. So that's what people are saying on Facebook. James, I'll have you react to those comments, and then Kim Richter.
Well, let me just start by saying this. I talked to the Milwaukee County District Attorney on this issue more than a year ago, and I put it to him. He said that, today's marijuana is not the same drug as during the flower power era. But he also said that he didn't think legalization would lead to more widespread use. And he even believes that if it was legalized, that the large drug cartels and corner dealers will lose most of their control in the marijuana trade and legalization that's going that control to the state. And I agree with that 100%. The other thing that I think we all can agree with is that the war on drugs was a failure. It was designed to take down drug cartels and kingpins, and that didn't work. Basically, what it did was it filled up our prisons with a lot of people who suffer from mental illness and drug and alcohol addictions. And right here in the state, drug offenders accounted for more than 20% of the growth in the prison population from 1996 to 2006. So, I mean, and most of those people are African Americans. And I have a problem with that. I think our police and our law enforcement officials could spend their time better in addressing bigger issues in communities of where law enforcement is needed, especially because they're spread so thin, instead of taking down little arresting people with minor possessions of marijuana. I just think we need to rethink how we do this. And the country is starting to agree because for the first time, we know that a majority of Americans agree that marijuana use should be legalized.
Kim Richter?
Yeah, and I'm just trying to remember the three comments. The first one was that marijuana is medicine. And then the last one was, no, we've got medical alternatives to pharmaceutical derivatives of marijuana that we can use. And I actually think those two callers kind of answered each other, or the second caller kind of answered the first caller's concern. I'll just say that in terms of whether marijuana is medicine, we derive morphine from opium, and we derive aspirin from willow bark. And we just don't write prescriptions for people to go out and, shave the bark off of a tree for fixing their headache because, we don't know what the potency of that bark is. And we wouldn't know how to tell people how to prepare it to get the best effect. And we don't know whether that bark is adulterated with fungus. And so, marijuana, smoked marijuana, as delivered by people who grow it in their backyard, isn't the kind of medicine that can be delivered in a known dose. And also, you know, we can't do surveillance on it because, like with pharmaceutical drugs, with Sativix and dronabinol, even with the medications that are derived from marijuana, marijuana constituents, there is post-marketing surveillance. So we can know if things aren't working for people or if people, if these drugs, these FDA-approved drugs, are having bad effects. But with marijuana, we don't know that. So we said, you know, with smoked marijuana, people are sort of treating themselves, and we don't know what's happening with them.
Can I jump in on that?
Sure, go ahead.
When we talk about, you know, we don't know the effects, we do know that more people die from probably taking prescription drugs than they die from marijuana use, don't we?
Yes, do know that. And I think that the thing is that legalizing marijuana will not fix the problems with the prescription drug abuse that's going on, and in fact it will create more problems from using marijuana. So I understand it's an irony that people that we are seeing that we have one drug that's illegal and then other drugs that are legal, and those legal drugs are creating a lot of problems, but the way to fix that is not to legalize that other drug, which will create new problems.
I missed the second
Facebook comment, but anyway, sorry.
Well, we've got some full phones here, so let's go to Kyle in La Crosse and hear what he has to say. Kyle, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. My comment initially was to the initial notion that it would be a bad idea, we should avoid an organized marijuana industry. And I hear a lot of comments and concerns, I guess, within the Facebook and what Kim was saying, that we don't know what's happening. And I think people are self-prescribing a lot anyway in relation to prescription drugs and things like that. People are abusing their prescriptions and keeping them for longer than they should and things of that nature pretty regularly. But most specifically, I want to say, Kim, why should we avoid the organized marijuana industry? We allow alcohol and tobacco because it's desirable. And if we tried to put a prohibition like we did with alcohol previously, it facilitates a desire to organize a criminal syndicate that will provide that because there's a demand. And it's essentially they're saying, oh, well, if I do this and I keep it clandestine, I can essentially print money, you know, and the government's mm-hmm, not going to mm-hmm. tax it. I can do all mm-hmm. of these things. You know, you're coming at it from a social, you know, safety kind of standpoint. Like, well, we don't know what they're doing with marijuana. And I would say, well, do you absolutely know what they're doing with their Valium, with their, you know, their Percocet, all these different drugs that people are dying from on a regular basis? And you're saying it would cause additional problems for marijuana. My comment for that is I think the policing of marijuana is actually more detrimental than the usage. If you look at the Stop and Frisk program in New York City, I mean, The rates of usage of marijuana between each of the races is pretty much the same.
Well, we're just about at news time, and I want to give Kim a chance to respond because there's a lot of you make a lot of points. Kim, go ahead.
Right. So, in terms of the marijuana industry, we do, you know, why not open the door to a marijuana industry? We do a really crappy job with regulating our tobacco and our alcohol industry. For example, with tobacco, we, to this day, really, we know now, it took us many years to figure out what is in tobacco, but we can't do a thing about it. The FDA has now control over that industry, but they don't really know right now how they're going to get rid of the harm from that. So creating an industry that then can have free access to marketing and selling to people really creates incentives for them to even strengthen the product even more. And so right now, this marijuana is much stronger than it was before, but who knows what could happen with an industry with a lot of R&D behind it that can legally alter that substance.
I want to go to James Causey here because the point being made is that we're going to add big marijuana to big tobacco and big alcohol. That's a fear that's out there. It's a point that's being made. How do you respond to that? And if we legalize marijuana, how would we avoid creating a huge industry that would have certainly a lot of money behind it and therefore a lot of lobbying power? You've got about 45 seconds.
Oh, okay. Real quick. how do you regulate? Well, you just have to put the right people in the right places to do it. But I don't see it as that kind of problem. Going back to what the caller said, stop and frisk, which made a good point on in New York City, marijuana use for blacks and whites is relatively the same. However, blacks go to jail 50 times or 60 times more than a white person. It's just right now the way the system is set up, black people and minorities are put at a disadvantage when it comes to marijuana use. And it's just not fair. I hope that summed that up real quick.
All right. James, thank you so much. James Causey and Kim Richter will be with us after the news. We're going to take a short break, give you a chance to go to the web and log into our online poll. Last week, stores in Colorado began selling marijuana for recreational use. New York poised to become the 21st state to allow medical marijuana. Which of the following best describes the approach you think Wisconsin should take? Legalize medical marijuana only, legalize recreational and medical marijuana, or continue to prohibit the use of marijuana altogether? You can go online and vote at WPR.org/joy. We have some callers waiting to join us after the news. You could be one of them. Still room for you in the queue at 800-642-1234. And you'll get a chance to sound off at the end of the hour as well. Let us know what you think. Should we legalize marijuana in Wisconsin? That's today's big question on the Joy Cardine program. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of WPR. Should Wisconsin legalize marijuana? That's the big question on the Joy Cardine program this morning. I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine for the rest of this week, and we're wondering what you think about our big question. You can go and vote in our big question poll about marijuana at WPR.org/joy. My guest this morning, James Causey, editorial writer and columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's speaking in favor of the proposition, and Kim Richter, professor of in the Department of Preventive Medicine and Public Health at the University of Kansas Medical Center, a board member with Smart Approaches to Marijuana, who is speaking against it. Kim Richter, I want to start with you. Just at the end of the previous half hour, James was talking about the incarceration rate for African Americans related to marijuana use and arrests. And so I'd like to have you respond to that. And also, as long as we're on that subject, I'll kind of lump these things together here. What about the overall cost of enforcement and incarceration for marijuana use?
Yeah, so I agree with James that, although national surveys really find that people of color, including African Americans and Latinos, use marijuana at about the same levels or even less than whites, the rates of arrests, convictions, and incarcerations among people of color, especially African Americans, is a lot higher than among whites. And that is it's wrong. And so I think that's, why the organization that I'm part of, Smart Approaches to Marijuana, really calls itself that, because I think that I welcome the public national debate on this, because we need to fix it. And there are a number of things that we can do about that, about fixing that unequal and discriminatory enforcement of marijuana laws among people of color without making marijuana legal, without saying, well, we're just going to take the problem away by making it legal. And, we can change laws around possession of marijuana and what should be done about that. It shouldn't be a criminal charge. Folks who are picked up for marijuana use could be subject to a health evaluation and then offered treatment if it's indicated. And criminal records for small amounts of marijuana should be expunged. It shouldn't follow people their whole lives. And then that's for people who use sort of lightly. But then we could have graduated sentences for people who are dealing. And then we need to fix the actual stop and frisk laws, and so that they're not being unequally applied to people of color versus whites. But the answer is not to just legalize the drug, I think.
Well, what about the overall cost of enforcement and incarceration for marijuana use? We spend billions of dollars. James made the point that we've essentially lost the war on drugs. And, you know, what about all the money we're spending on the enforcement and of marijuana laws and the incarceration of people who end up in court over this? And isn't that money that could be spent better elsewhere?
Well, you know, actually, when you look at who is in prison for marijuana alone, not marijuana plus, you know, robbery or marijuana plus other drugs or dealing marijuana, you find that it's really a very small percentage. It's 0.1% of people who are in prisons right now are in there because of low-level marijuana offenses only. So what has happened is that people use statistics when they talk about the cost of enforcement for marijuana that that talk about the cost of putting people through the system who have used marijuana. But in fact, the people that end up in prison are the people who have done other offenses in addition to marijuana. But there is that 0.1% of people. And because in the U.S. we lock up more people per capita than just about any other place in the world, it turns into a lot of people. And we should fix that by changing our laws around what happens with people who are, you know, just in possession of small amounts of marijuana. And so the costs are really not what people are saying that they are for marijuana alone. Usually marijuana is used when people are picked up. And when they get through the system, it's because they may have used marijuana, but they're doing other stuff as well.
James Causey, here's one for you. You say calling marijuana a gateway drug is an overgeneralization. Why do you say that?
Well, can I first respond to?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things. When we talk about the high rate of incarceration, where Wisconsin is one of the leaders in the incarceration of African American men in the entire nation. You know, it may be a small amount of people incarcerated for just marijuana use alone, but marijuana is that third strike. You know what I mean? Like, if you already have two strikes and then you get stopped for minor marijuana possession, that's the thing that gives you that third strike, where they could go back to your first two offenses and say you violated your parole, and next thing you know, you're locked up in the system. And that costs taxpayers $32,000 a year on average to house someone like that, when even the most expensive drug and alcohol treatment facilities in the state are roughly around $9,000. But this is the thing, you know, it sounds good to say, okay, if we arrest them, if we could get them in drug and alcohol treatment facilities or whatever. We can't do that now because those facilities are underfunded, and it's no money being funded in to expand these programs. So, you know, it's easy to say, yeah, if we arrest them, maybe we don't incarcerate them, but we put them in a drug treatment facility. They're already packed. So I don't understand where that money is going to come from. We just have to get smarter on how we do this. And decriminalization is the first step, but legalization is the ultimate step.
Mm-hmm. What about the idea that calling marijuana a gateway drug is an overgeneralization? Why do you say that?
Well, from personal experience, I guess I could say it. My first experience with marijuana was when I was in junior high school. Yes, kids were doing marijuana in junior high school. Really funny story. Kids were outside for recess. I was at my middle school. I had to go to the bathroom, and I smelled this funny smell coming out of the bathroom. There were some older boys in there smoking, and they made me smoke so I wouldn't tell. And it was like, whoa, what is all of this? I did it, and yes, I did inhale, but it didn't cause me to become a weed head. I don't smoke. I know a lot of my friends do, and I know a lot of professional people that do too, doctors, lawyers. And some of the people that I've interviewed for stories, some of the lawmakers who said that, okay, we shouldn't legalize it, have admitted to me that they have smoked. So it's a lot of people in this state that smoke marijuana, but those are the same people that are saying that we shouldn't legalize it. It's funny to me.
Mm-hmm. We've got some callers on the line. Let's go to Janine in Green Bay. Janine, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Legalize it. We abuse alcohol, cigarettes. Look at the deaths cigarettes cost and the money that it costs. And my neighbor, young man, was on psychiatric drug. He did pot. He felt so much better. Also, abuse. There's a man I go to the Y. He is so thin. I've never seen a man that thin. Does he abuse exercise? I see him there all the time. Who knows? Legalize it.
Okay, Janine, thanks. Kim Richter?
I'm just trying to figure out. You're saying legalize it because he has so many other problems, but that marijuana seems to make him feel better?
Well, I think she's just saying that there are a lot of things we abuse, and this is, what's the difference? People like to ride motorcycles without helmets in spite of the fact that we know they should wear them. What about, I think she's suggesting that we're maybe being a little too nanny state about it.
Right. Well, with things that are not addictive, then I think that there is, room to say, well, if it's a victimless crime, then, like if somebody doesn't want to use their motorcycle helmet, then that's their decision. But with things that are addictive, like marijuana, like tobacco, like alcohol, I think that our government has a responsibility to ensure, basically life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And we need to make sure that people are not exposed to an industry that, will market something that will addict people. And then they don't have the choice of whether they want to use or not, or it's a lot harder to stop. So again, I don't know that. I understand the feeling of irony around we have these legal drugs that are hurting people, and marijuana, looks a little bit less harmful, so why not legalize that? But it won't fix the other problems. It will just make things worse.
James?
It's a couple of, you talk about the advertisement of drugs and things like that. Do you realize Anheuser-Busch is probably going to spend $4 million for a 30-second spot for the Super Bowl, and they're going to do this over and over again? And they know that the abuse of alcohol, they understand that. And we come to accept, and we accept binge drinking. We sort of accept a lot of the alcohol abuse that we see. That's why drunk driving is so bad. We accept a lot of these things. We know people who abuse prescription drugs. We know this stuff, but I think when it comes to marijuana, it seems like you're putting that on the same scale and saying, well, if it's legalized or something like that, people are just going to start doing it and we can't control it. People are doing it now. People are smoking now. And I don't see the explosion, and I don't think there would be the explosion that you're envisioning. I think what it comes down to is just some people just say no to marijuana and yes to all these other drugs. And I think that's what it comes down to. I think if we really want to have a serious discussion about this, we should put it on a referendum. Let the people of the state decide. Mm-hmm. Should we legalize it or not?
Kim, if marijuana is made legal, what kind of regulation would need to be in place to make this to minimize the dangers that you've outlined so far?
Well, number one, I do not think it should be made legal. And number two, it's so hard. This is why I'm against legalization. It is so hard to figure out how to control that genie once it's out of the bottle. James is talking about the kind of apathy that people have around alcohol and tobacco. And, over 450,000 people a year die from tobacco. And we hardly even blink. But we should be furious about that. We should be furious about the number of people who are in court because of alcohol-related crashes and violence. And we should be changing the laws around that to reduce the harm to people. We shouldn't be saying, well, marijuana isn't as bad right now, so it's like saying treating marijuana like a person, and it's being discriminated against. Marijuana, unlike corporations, is not a human being. It's not a person. We don't owe it anything.
Mm.
And so what we do owe is we owe people in this country, we owe them the protection to engage in and use consumer products that are safe.
Mm-hmm.
And right now we need to fix what's going on with alcohol and tobacco, but we do not need to repeat the mistake with marijuana.
Well, we're about out of time. We need to make time for our sound off segment here. So I'd like each of you to take about 45 seconds to wrap up your points of view. And James, I'll let you go first.
Jumping on your last point, we don't owe marijuana anything. I do think we owe our citizens a chance to decide for themselves, and I think it should be put to a vote. Do we want it legalized or not? I think the only people being protected the most are largely drug cartels right now, because they have all the power. The states don't have power to decide how to regulate it or not. So why don't we give that power to the states and let them decide? Besides, we can't afford not to do this. Right now, 20% of our prison population, our prison explosion, occur in Wisconsin over people with mental illness and drug addiction. And I'm pretty sure some of that may have been addiction to marijuana. And we don't have the treatment facilities to put to funnel these people in a treatment facility so they could get help, because we can't afford to fund those things. And we think it's smarter to lock people up for these issues instead of trying to get them treatment, which is a whole other issue. But I think ultimately it comes down to letting the voters decide if they want to legalize or not.
All right, James, thank you very much. Kim, we'll give you the last word.
Thanks. We should get people the best information we can to help them decide. And that includes information on fixing the problems with unequal incarceration for drugs. Information about what kind of laws could reduce the proportion of people who do get picked up, arrested, incarcerated for marijuana, and we need to explore ways to reduce the unequal application of those laws. So not make it legal so that everybody can. Because it won't make the problem go away. It will create a different health problem.
Okay.
We should get better funding for treatment.
All right. And we'll have to leave it there. James Causey, Kim Richter, thank you very much for spending this time with me this morning on our Big Question discussion. James Causey is editorial writer and columnist at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Kim Richter is a board member with Smart Approaches to Marijuana, or SAM. Your chance to sound off on today's Big Question is coming up in just a moment. And don't forget, you can still vote in our online poll. Go to WPR.org/joy. I'm John Munson, in for Joy Cardine on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. For the next few minutes, you'll have a chance to sound off on today's Big Question. Should Wisconsin legalize marijuana? You have 30 seconds, and we'll start with Matthew in La Crosse. Matthew, you've got 30 seconds. Should we or shouldn't we?
I believe that we should, especially for medical. Not so much for recreational use, but I believe that it could lead into that later on in life. But I believe that for medical marijuana, I mean, in my life, from the age of 14 till I'm turned 50 this year, I use marijuana daily, daily, daily. And when I ended up quitting just last year, I found out that I had more ailments on me than I ever had before.
Okay. That's your 30 seconds. Thank you very much. Let's go to Lauren in Thorpe. Lauren, good morning. You've got 30 seconds. Yes or no?
Yes. You definitely want to legalize it. If people researched why it was made illegal in the first place, they'd be really upset.
Okay.
It's time people really found out the truth of what it really is and why it's illegal.
All right, Lauren, thanks for that. Marcus in Nakusa, you'll be next. Marcus, your 30 seconds starts now.
Yes, for sure, legalize both medicinally and recreationally. Kim with Sam was pointing out that we have to provide people with the best information possible. When we have a federal government that denies the plant is no use for medical uses, and the DEA continues to reject research institutions and colleges and professors looking to research the plant,
okay,
and they continue to reject those there's an issue.
All right, thank you. 800-642-1234. We go to Bernie in Elkhorn next. Yes or no, legalize or not?
Legalize it. The guest Kim said about the government protecting life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Marijuana prohibition takes away happiness and liberty. It's a liberty issue. It is a matter of economics. We're spending a lot of money on enforcement. We could make money on taxing it. Law enforcement should be going after child molesters, human traffickers, thieves, instead of wasting their time on pot smokers. Legalize it. Enough of this BS.
All right. Thank you very much. Chris in Mount Zion, you'll be next. Your 30 seconds starts now.
Yeah, thank you. Legalize it. This is crazy. This prohibition and this drug war have been an absolute failure. They have hurt and destroyed so many lives. Let's go after corporate America. Let's go after the polluters. If environment isn't first, we're all goners.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's go to John in Richland Center. John, good morning.
Good morning. I agree. I think it should be legalized, because that would get the power and the control into the government instead of the gangsters.
Okay, thank you very much. Lee in Shawano, you're next. Go ahead.
Yeah, John, I'm all for it 100% because I have a very, very bad back, and I think it should use especially for medical purposes because, you know, people that want it, they're going to get it, and those that don't want it, they don't have to get it.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for your input today. Let's go to Jan in Milwaukee. Jan, good morning.
Good morning. I am for legalizing it. I do not use it myself. However, my mother had vision problems, and it was the only thing that saved her vision. At least legalize it for medical reasons.
All right. Krista on Facebook writes, yes, I agree. It needs to stop. They need to stop using illegal drugs. Pretty darn simple and much less costly. Don't do it, and you're less likely to lose your civil rights for life. She wants to get rid of pot, so we'll put her down as a no. Let's take Mark in Appleton next. Mark, good morning.
Good morning. Yes, absolutely. Legalize it. We forget about the 50,000 Mexicans who've been slaughtered in drug wars in Mexico. Also, the fact that everybody is doing it is so prevalent, it's possible to get. Let's also not forget cigarettes usage is still legal. The use is cut in half because of social pressure.
All right. So, we're going to have to let you go. Lana, we just lost our last call. Well, we should announce the results of our online poll. So far, legalize recreational and medical marijuana. 85% say yes. Continue to prohibit use of marijuana, 7%. Legalize medical marijuana, only 7%. So the overwhelming majority of our respondents today and our callers want to legalize marijuana use in the state of Wisconsin. Will it happen? Well, your guess is as good as mine, but the politicians don't even want to talk about it. But that's another story. Thanks so much to Bill Martins for producing this hour of programming. Christy Taylor was the director, and we also had the production help from a number of other people whose names I can't remember at the moment. That's very embarrassing. Anyway, I'm John Munson in for Joy Cardine. We will be back with more in just a few minutes on the Ideas Network of WPR.